Morocco, week one, Tuesday.
And now, episode 2 of Moon Over Morocco.
Open up your door to a good day and prepare yourself for a bad one.
Once in an art museum in the city of Philadelphia, Jack Flanders watched as a child danced before a painting by Paul Klee. The child thought the painting extended into the room, for she danced as though she were inside the painting. Once Jack Flanders had a vision during a thunderstorm. A girl suddenly appeared before his eyes, and she danced as the lightning flashed around her and the thunder roared. His vision was so strong, it was like a thought that slices into the mind with such sudden intensity, it becomes reality.
Yes, what is it?
It is now 9. Excuse, 8. No, 9 o'clock. Exactly, mister.
All right. Thanks. Let's see what the weather's like. Oh, it's not bad. Looks like another nice day.
بالجو 15 تشكيل جلالة الملك الحسن الثاني رئيس الوزراء تم نجاح الانتخاب الرئيسي للأمريكان
I wonder if it's too early to... Nah, she's an early riser. I'd like Tangier 22722.
22722?
Yes, that's right.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to speak to the Countess, please.
The Countess won't be disturbed.
Can you take a message?
Certainly not.
Well, tell the Countess that
wait,
Jack...
Wait, I found a pen. Yes, baby, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Message, please.
Well, tell the Countess that Jack Flanders has arrived in Tangier. I'm staying at...
Monsieur Flanders, Jacques Flanders.
Yes, that's right. I'm staying at the El Magrib.
Why, you must come right over, tout suite.
Countess Zazini,
come right
yeah?
over. I will send my driver for you at 11. A bientôt.
So that was the Countess. Good. God, there's a big crack in the wall here. I hadn't noticed that before. What a crazy place.
And this, Jacques, is Yahya.
Yahya?
Yahya.
The green one is Yahya.
Yahya.
Yahya. Ah. And the other one, is that a minor?
The minor is called Mina.
I see. I love this courtyard.
Ah.
The tile designs, the arabesque. It's incredible. You have a beautiful villa, Countess.
Ah, merci, Jacques, merci.
They certainly know how to construct houses, don't they?
They extract the cool from the heat.
Uh-huh, I see. And these designs. I'm told that the Muslims are forbidden to make images of humans in their religious art.
All art is religious, Jacques. It is believed because the people were forbidden to depict human form in the arts, they were able to develop the arabesque to its present perfection. The arabesque is an intricate, pure design, like mathematics. But it is more than the Quran forbidding human image. For the Muslims do not see God as an old man with a white beard. No, no, no. Allah is not a wise old man, but a principle in the universe.
Ah, so the designs represent this principle.
Yeah, you may believe that if you wish.
Well, is it true?
Nana Jacques, tell me, why have you come to Morocco?
Countess, there seems to be something about truth here. That people...
That is finished. Why, Jacques, are you in Morocco?
Well, you see, I've been studying the energy patterns that flow through certain ancient monuments.
Ah.
Stonehenge, Woodhenge, Glastonbury Abbey. Man-made mounds and stone circles.
You investigate in England only?
Yes. Well, no, actually, Scotland, Wales, Ireland.
I know Stonehenge has solar instruments, but I am unfamiliar with Woodhenge.
Well, in some ways, Woodhenge is even more mysterious than Stonehenge. Like the pyramids, it was laid out under the sign of Mercury to invoke the influences of that planet.
Mercury. Ah, oui.
Woodhenge is an arrangement of concentric rings set out in a series of several hundred holes, instead of stones. And these once held upright wooden posts. The order in which the posts were set was extremely precise and deliberate. If you can visualize this...
Mais certainement.
Well, there were six concentric elliptical rings, each containing posts of varying sizes and number, placed upon an axis that pointed to the sunrise on a summer's day.
Aha! Mercury, the inventor of the lute,
mm-hmm.
The god of stringed instruments and music.
Exactly. Woodhenge was built for the invocation of this particular aspect of the mercurial influence.
The Pythagorean, oui?
You are right, Countess. The Pythagoreans reproduced the sonic patterns of the universe by means of strings stretched between posts. Each string was of varying length and thickness, determined by the relative size and distance of the celestial bodies. So using this scale, the distance between the Earth and the Moon is the same distance as between the two Woodhenge centers, or one tone.
So?
Well, Woodhenge itself appears to have been an enormous stringed musical instrument, laid out according to the plan of the universe. In other words,
it
Countess...
It played the music of the spheres.
Exactly. Celestial harmony.
Oui, oui. Yaya is silent.
Be not afraid of the universe.
The sky was heavy. The air so thick I could scarcely move. The whole countryside looked as though it were suffering. The thunder began to rumble in the west and the sky grew black.
She's standing there on the knoll, silhouetted against the sky.
This silence happens very rarely.
Her movements were so slow and graceful. There was a pattern, a design she etched in the air. And then I noticed that she stood in the middle, where the cross currents of energy flowed.
Sometimes it is the sound of the wind.
Her hair is so long and black. her cape rises and falls, and it snaps in the wind.
It seemed I had stood there thousands of years before, watching this ritual being performed.
There are times, though, I believe he listens to thoughts.
The wind began to howl, and the clouds boiled like black serpents.
The Moroccans do not like owls. Do you know?
What the hell is she doing?
It is the way the owl looks at you. It is their eyes. They can do things to you. They are very superstitious, these Moroccans.
I could feel the energy rising as though the earth itself were about to explode. And still she whirled faster and faster, her arms stretched towards the sky.
I once owned two owls. They were large. This large! If someone was nasty, as they can be, let's owls go for them.
I can see the energy. It swirls around her.
Faster, more frantic she danced, and yet with such exactness, such precision, and still the wind rose higher. The rain fell in torrents.
They feel the owls are messengers sent by someone, someone who does not like them.
She'll kill herself. Stop! Stop!
Oh, yes. They will kill the owls if they can, and they do.
And then it struck. The energy burst like a meteor and shot off across the countryside.
5 years ago, there were many owls. Today, very, very few.
She's gone.
And she was gone.
Ah, Yahya has begun to talk once more. How nice. Nice, Yahya.
Moon over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3, zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Where is this place? These walls are brilliant. The tiles glisten like teeth. Black olive trees caught by the moonlight, frozen like lightning cracked into the sky. These archways, this stillness, this calm.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.